And welcome back to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. Today, another version of the SwampSwami.com Top 25 College Football Teams, and this is our special mid-season report. After a hard weekend of wrangling two of our five wonderful grandsons, I have returned with this week's SwampSwami.com Top 25 College Football Rankings for the games that ended on Saturday, October 16th. Now, the 2021 college football season is officially past the halfway mark. The 130 large college football programs called the BCS have provided many thrills and a few surprises already along the way. CBS Sports selected to air the Alabama at Texas A&M football game in early October. These two teams were considered top five programs before the year started, with Bama rated number one and the Aggies checking in at number five in many preseason polls. Though Alabama came to College Station doing their part, ranked still as the number one team in the land, the Texas Aggies were a lowly 2-2, though, after having dropped a road game at Arkansas, and then they were surprised at home the week before by Mississippi State. The Aggies had fallen all the way out of the top 25 the week of the game. In one of the most surprising upsets of this year, Texas A&M dominated this game early, fell behind late to Alabama, but then rallied with 10 straight points to end the game in the final minutes and gave CBS that great show that they were looking for, and Alabama had their first loss in 19 straight games. In another stunner early this season, actually in the first week, the Oregon Ducks came into the Big Horseshoe in Columbus, Ohio, and dispatched the homestanding Ohio State Buckeyes in week number one of the regular season. Both teams now are 5-1 on the year and are seeking to win the remainder of their games to become one of the four teams entering the season-ending BCS playoffs. Through week number four of this year, the Big Ten Conference featured four unbeaten teams not named Ohio State. Yes, that's correct. Iowa, Penn State, Michigan State, and Michigan were all a perfect 4-0 just 2 weeks ago. The Iowa Hawkeyes would give Penn State their first loss, but then the following weekend, the Hawkeyes were demolished at home by an upstart 4-2 Purdue team. So that leaves Michigan and Michigan State as the undefeated teams in the Big Ten, and they'll play each other in just 2 weeks. And if you like underdogs, look no further than these two undefeated teams. 6-0 Coastal Carolina from lovely Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, will be playing on Wednesday night on ESPN2 in a very rare game in midweek versus Sunbelt Conference resident bully named Appalachian State, who is 4-2 from mountainous Boone, North Carolina. You know, the saying goes, 1, Coastal Carolina, if by sea, and 2, App State, if by air. Well, at least I said it. This game will be played at 3,333 feet above sea level. I have elevated expectations for this midweek matchup coming on Wednesday night this week. Have you ever heard of UTSA? No, that is not the name of an insurance company. The University of Texas in San Antonio Roadrunners. If you're on a highway, you're gonna go to the beach. Just up the side of your mind, never been on. The Roadrunners are now a sterling beep beep 7-0 on the year and leading Conference USA. This school didn't even have a college football program until 10 years ago. UTSA's nickname of Roadrunners does seem quite appropriate given how quickly this program has been rising. Gotta wonder though if Acme Brick is a sponsor of this Roadrunners radio network. If you're looking for disappointments this year, there are only two remaining teams out of the top 130 schools in the land who are still winless at this juncture. The Pac-12's Arizona Wildcats and UNLV of the Mountain West are both 0-6 at this point. One Louisiana college football team stunned the nation on Saturday night, while the other one canned a national championship football coach the next day. The ULM Warhawks from Monroe, Louisiana, were 32-point underdogs at home to the 5-1 Liberty Flames. Liberty features dual-threat quarterback Malik Willis, a top Heisman Trophy hopeful. ULM kept Willis in check, and despite the humongous odds, the plucky Warhawks kicked a 53-yard field goal at the end of the game to spring a 31-28 upset win and move to 3-3 on the year. ULM's win was the largest point spread overcome by a home football underdog nationally in the last 8 years. Nicely done, Warhawks. Now, the football team 250 miles to the south of Monroe, though, had two big upsets this weekend. LSU moved their record to 4-3 with an exciting 49-42 win over Florida. But unfortunately for head coach Ed Orgeron, his time as leader of the Bayou Bengals ended on Sunday, the next day, after it was announced that he will not return as head coach in 2022. But Coach O will receive a contract buyout worth nearly, are you ready, $17 million.
Excellent.
To help soothe his pain, let's now unveil this week's SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25 Football Teams. At number 25, at 5-1, it's the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. At number 24 from the SEC, 5-1 also, it's Ole Miss. At number 23 from the ACC, the University of Pittsburgh. From the Sun Belt Conference, at number 22, it's Louisiana Lafayette's Ragin' Cajuns. At number 21 from the ACC, North Carolina State. From the Big Ten comes number 20, Ohio State. Also from the Big Ten, at number 19, it's the Penn State Nittany Lions. At number 18 from the Pac-12, at 5-1, it's the Oregon Ducks. From Conference USA, at number 17, it's the University of Texas El Paso Miners, are 6-1. From the SEC, at number 16, it's the Kentucky Wildcats. From the Big 12, it's the Baylor Bears, at number 15, they are 6-1 on the season. Also at 6-1 at number 14, from the Mountain West, it's the Air Force Academy Falcons. At number 13 from the Big Ten, at 6-1, it's the Iowa Hawkeyes. At number 12 in my poll, the highest ranked one-loss team in our survey, with their only loss to 5-1 Ole Miss, it's the Alabama Crimson Tide at 6-1 at number 12. Now let's take a look at the remaining undefeated teams. The way I comprised this poll is that the unbeaten teams take precedence over any one-loss team. That's right, Alabama. You have to wait until some of these teams lose for you to move back up with a chance for number one again. It could happen. At number 11, it's 6-0 from the Big Ten. It's the Michigan Wolverines. Michigan has 3-3 Northwestern at home on this Saturday. At number 10 from the American Conference, it's 6-0. It's the SMU Mustangs. SMU will host lowly Tulane 1-5 on Thursday night at 6:30 on ESPN. At number 9, from the Mountain West at 6-0, it's San Diego State. This week they will play at 6-1 Air Force. That should be a good game. At number 8 from the ACC at 6-0, it's the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. At number 7, at 7-0 from the Big Ten, it's Michigan State. Surprise, surprise, at number 6, that team that, well, we talked about them earlier, the UT San Antonio Roadrunners from Conference USA are 7-0. Now, this weekend, they have a very difficult road game as the Roadrunners come to Ruston, Louisiana to play the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs. Now our top five. At number 5, undefeated from the Big 12, at 6-0, it's the Oklahoma State Cowboys. The Cowboys traveled this Saturday to 4-2 Iowa State. That game's on Fox at 2:30 p.m. At number 4 from the Sun Belt Conference, with that Wednesday night game coming up this week, it's Coastal Carolina at 6-0. At number 3 from the American Conference at 6-0, the Cincinnati Bearcats. The Bearcats will not play a team with a winning record until November 20th when they host SMU. At number 2 in our survey from the Southeastern Conference, the team with the best defense in probably almost the entire NFL, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. The Bulldogs have a bye week this week, and they are getting ready for the world's largest cocktail party at Jacksonville, Florida, against the Florida Gators in 2 weeks. And our number 1 team for the second week in a row, it's the Oklahoma Sooners from the Big 12. The OU Sooners pulled away to down 3-3 TCU 51-31 last weekend. This week, they should remain our number one team because they travel to 1-5 Kansas to play the Jayhawks. And that's it for this week's edition of the SwampSwami.com Top 25 College Football Rankings. Come back and see us next week.